You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Noah to go on a cruise and take the zoo with him, so Hashem told them to take the pure animal and also the animals that are not pure, because there's another term that we use that has the message of impure animal. So now, in the case of the Metzora, as we learn, when he leaves the campus, he has to shout that what state he's at. No, but he shouts that he is what? What is he? That he's not Tahor, but he doesn't use the appropriate word that Hashem told Noah. You understand the contradiction? When Hashem told Noah to take the animal, he didn't use a negative word, the negative term. And so the Gemara explains that the Sofer has to use more ink, right? Because there's a tahor, and then there's opposite of it. But then he says, Einena tehora, it's a lot of letters he has to write. But here about the Mesora, it says the negative word. You understand? Mm-hmm. There's a contradiction here. So what are we going to do now? You understand the point?
But what was the problem with Noah? What did Hashem, how is that negative for?
Hashem didn't use the negative term. He told it, Einena tehora. He used the tahor, but he said that it's not tahor.
And in this case, it says Metzora.
No, it just says the term that is not tahor. Uh-huh. The other word, the other term,
right.
The negative term. So what are we going to do now?
By their choice, they are going to be less than the behemoth.
Understand, but it's even common among many people. In Persian, they say good, right? How do you say good in Persian? Hope. So there's the negative word. And they say, no, it's not the good one. Exactly. Yeah, they don't use the other word. You understand? It's not that there's a, you know, whatever that you're talking about, it's you, that what type of term that you use. So now here, just as for the sake of the discussion, all of a sudden, at the place that you're sitting, right behind you, there's a gentleman that you hear, he's coughing and he's sneezing. What's your reaction? Now we're talking about impracticality. Right away, change your seat. You go over there. You sit over there. And then you turn around. You see the gentleman that was sitting here, right? All of a sudden, he's there. What happened?
Protection.
No, he just has a... Baruch Hashem, you know, helps for the Divrei Torah. No, what happened all of a sudden?
Wants to be cautious.
It's natural. It's understandable. Like, let's say when you're driving, the car next to you, it's, you know, kind of, you know, yeah. You know, it doesn't stay in the lane. So, obviously,
you change your lane.
Yeah. So, that's understandable. Yeah, you want to protect yourself. No?
Yes.
But here's the question that we have to ask ourselves. What's the limitation of being protected? What areas you like to be protected? You know, you don't want to catch a cold? We don't want somebody else's flu?
Health, yeah.
No? But what's the limitation here?
That's personal protection.
I'm sorry?
That's personal. Someone more, someone less.
No, but what area? Is it only physical? You're only about your physicality that you protect yourself?
No, it's also spiritual because you don't want to embarrass.
Is it as being alert? No, it's not. You know, you go places that you're not supposed to go. You attend places that you should not be there. But you know. Well, why? Because you understand he can transfer his sickness to you. So right away you run away. You have the alert system. Here, it's an unbelievable message. And that is, yes, the Rosh Hashanah says, you know, you have to learn how to speak properly. Tahor. So you don't want to say the other way, say Nena Teora. But when your neshama is in danger, even one word extra that to give you the warning, that could be very hazardous. Instead of this gentleman that lives in the campus, instead of saying that whatever he is, he says, I'm not a Nena Tahor. That could be such a danger that even one extra word could put you in such a great trouble. So that's what Tosafot says. No. We're not going to play around here. Say exactly what the word is. You have to say it exactly. Why? Because of course, you know, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, not for anyone. You catch a cold 2-3 days, take the medication and you're gone. But your neshama, how can you fix it? How can you fix it? And that's why we see what's a great difference here. In the case that your neshama is in danger, Tzatzal Roshah is not going to negotiate. He's not going to use the proper word. In the case of the Noah, because you have to have manners, you have to know what proper word to use. But when your neshama is in danger, then, no, we're not going to, you know, play with the words. You have to tell it directly. You have to tell it right, straightforward. The Chas v'Shalom, not put yourself in such a circumstances that, God forbid, cannot take you, to pull you out of it. And that's what the warning it is, that you have to be very, very careful and alert. Family, ourselves, where exactly we are placed. The Chas v'Shalom will not put our tahara, our kedusha, our neshama, shalom in the circumstances that will be very, very harmful. It has to be right, straightforward, that we should have more so, the alert, the same way that we are cautious about our physical being, the gentleman next to you, God forbid, Hashem give him refuah shelema, and then you ride away, you stay away, you run away, and you leave early, more so, about your neshama, you have to be cautious.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.